लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And today I am having a man in my podcast. I was really looking forward to this because this man makes me every day laugh because of his great funny reels on Instagram. On a shitty day, you only have to watch on his profile. You find a reel which makes you laugh. I'm sure of that. And I'm very honored to have this glamorous Adam Chisnell at my podcast. Hello, hello, hello.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm only telling the truth.
Well, thank you. I hope, yeah.
Because this morning, I'm sure, I know from a lot of people who love your reels. Because on this morning, when my shitty roof was open air, first thing I did was going to your Instagram profile, watch the new reel, and then I feel better for the day. Absolutely.
Glad. I'm glad.
Absolutely. Since when did you all these reels? When did you start with that?
I started making, in a way, funny videos during COVID, and then I stopped. And then I recently started picking it back up because why not? I mean, I see so many reels out there where I think they're sort of silly, goofy. They get millions of views. I'm like, well, if they can do it, why can't I do it?
So, why not? Where did you get your ideas from to do these reels?
Crazy brain.
You have always visions at night and you're doing it on the next day or what?
Sometimes I just get an idea, or I'm on set somewhere, or I'm at a restaurant, or I'm at the mall, and I see something. I'm like, oh, that could be a funny idea. Or maybe I'm doom scrolling through Instagram or TikTok and I kind of copy and, you know, an idea from that and make it my own. So, yeah.
Hopefully you'll do it a lot more. I love it. I really love it.
I'm trying to build up more of a TikTok presence. I'm trying to do my own stuff. I think it's time that I put myself out there more.
But you don't want to hang up on your actor career and only got into comedian? No.
I mean, comedy is my favorite genre to act and perform. I've always loved comedy. I've always loved the idea of making people, individuals laugh. That is my favorite thing to do. The serious acting, I mean, yes, some roles I love to, do the serious acting, but comedy, I like making people laugh because life is so serious.
Did you sometimes try a stand-up comedian? Something like that?
I did, yes. I lived in New York City from 2009 to 2020. And in my first few years of living in New York, I did a lot of stand-up comedy. And I sort of stopped and started booking more acting work. I never wanted to be a stand-up comedian. I've always wanted to be an actor. I went to Second City in Chicago for a hot sec. I left my college program, went to Chicago, studied at a new program called Comedy Studies. And in that Comedy Studies, they made everyone do a 5-minute stand-up set. And I've never done stand-up before. So I talked about losing my virginity in a closet as a gay man, and people laughed at that. They laughed.
That sounds so silly.
I got such a rush. I always say I should get back into it. But yeah, it's always in the back of my mind, like I should go back into it. Because I the people that I started with doing stand-up in New York have gone on to really successful, wonderful careers. And I'm part of me is like, dang, I should have stuck with it. Maybe I would have been further along in life.
Oh,
But
come
yes.
on. But do you regret it?
I don't know if I regret it because I do love making people laugh. Is stand up the way for me to go? I don't think so, even though I have had a lot of successful sets doing stand up. But I really love just comedy acting. That's really more my jam. That's what I love.
To be honest, I talked to a few producers and actors already for this podcast, and we all agree that we need more comedy genre in the verticals and with you as a lead. So it's you cannot back out. We already decided that you will be then the lead. I spoke with producers, and the next thing we have to do is I have to win the European lottery jackpot with 110 million that I can be the cash cow for that, but the rest is all fixed. We need a Western and a comedy vertical.
Easy. Yeah,
So
no,
that
I'm
only that you are informed about this. When I come to you and said it's time, you know what I mean. Okay.
there. No, I think it's time for a comedy vertical. For me to star in a comedy vertical.
Be a star.
Be a
Come on.
star.
Why not? You are already a star. Come on.
Thank you.
Do you think that the time changes the humor of the people with all the pandemic and so on? Do you think the people were more funnier before the pandemic and more into laughing than now? Sometimes I have the impression that all becomes so serious since the pandemic.
You know, if comedy is funny, it can last throughout generations. Like, look at, I don't know, I Love Lucy. I mean, that show is dated in a way, but yet still incredibly funny, no matter how many years, ago that it was filmed. Or Charlie Chaplin, or I mean, you name it. If it's funny and really good, I think it can last forever.
Here in Germany, we have some really big comedians which fill stadiums with 60,000 people. That's really, whoa, impressive. 60,000 people and a whole football stadium is laughing because of
Yeah.
one person standing at the stage. It's totally crazy. Totally.
Yeah, that would be amazing to do something like that as a comic. That's a comic's
Six.
dream.
60,000 people. That's hilarious. It's more than some musicians had on their concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm down for a comedy vertical where
Okay.
it's not necessarily a love story. Maybe it doesn't have to necessarily, or the main plot doesn't have to be a love story. It could be like,
No, there are enough other types. Why not? In Germany,
yeah.
we had a really great film. I think it was also in the US. Bully made the US version. In Germany, it was called Der Schuh des Manitou. It was a Western Indiana movie, but with comedy in it. There were twin brothers of Indiana, and one was a normal guy, the other was in pink costume and the gay one. And it was so funny. The whole cinema were always fully booked, and there will be released a part two in, oh, I think they already released it. So great. Western combined with comedy. I loved it. I really loved it.
I
So
know.
great
I
story.
love comedy.
It's
That's not,
kind
I wonder
of,
what that you said that was out here in the States.
Yeah, I thought because Bully, Michael Bully Herbig was the director. He's also very famous in the US. I will look what but because I'm really sure they published it in the US. I will send you the title of it. You have to watch it. It's so great. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, I loved it. But when did you start with verticals and why? How did you get into acting? Did you act already at school
Verticals.
or?
Oh, I've been acting. I got into acting as a little kid, studying acting and doing shows. And I went to school for musical theater. I mean, acting has always been what I wanted to do ever since I was a little kid. I took a break sort of when I lived in New York. I focused more on that stand-up comedy. But yeah, went to school for musical theater.
Is someone in
And
your family into acting or into this? No? You
there's
were the
nobody.
first one who said,
I
I'm gonna be
am
a
the
star.
first one. Yeah, I'm gonna be a star. I was definitely the first one. I think I might be the only one. But to get into verticals, I just saw auditions for this, and it's work, it's a job, and I got my first one in January of 2024. And would get another one, then get another one, and then I got a lot more. I've been in, I want to say over 60 since January.
60.
60 since
Holy
January.
moly, that's the most I've ever heard till now.
I know there's people out there that have been in more.
60.
Yeah, I play supporting day player roles,
Yeah,
so
so you're doing every week one or what?
I could do two, three in a week, just depending on the role. Yeah.
Did you ever take a break?
Yes, I just took a break in August. I took a break because, in all honesty, I got a little tired of kind of playing these supporting day player roles. I would like the roles to expand more. I would like these verticals to expand more. I would like to get paid a little bit more. I just read an article yesterday in Deadline about how much money these companies, like billions of dollars that they're making. And I thought, well, I could even get like an extra $100 a day for these things.
Yeah, the thing is when one vertical hits, sometimes you got 120 million views.
Yeah, that's a lot. And also, I want to expand more than just verticals, because there's so much out there to do. And I feel like right now these verticals are kind of stuck for the most part in these
In the
more.
stories, totally in the stories. I started watching tw in 2023, and I have the feeling now, 1.5 year later, that it repeats. The story repeats with the new cast, but it repeats every time. You started watching, and you thought, oh, come on, this story again. I know it. I turn it off. So, as you say, it looks like it sucks a bit.
And I think it's, excuse me, slowly beginning to tell new stories with different kinds of actors in lead roles a little bit. I would like that to be pushed a little further, a little harder. But I think certain companies are afraid to push those boundaries because they think they know what works. And I noticed too, if one vertical is a success, like a race car driving one, then all the other vertical companies are like, well, we need to make a race car.
Five race car. Yeah, exactly. Now at the moment are the sportive verticals coming out. Tennis, football, hockey, all the sporty stuff.
I mean, I'm all for that if the stories are all different. You can still tell five tennis stories, but the stories are got to be not the same kind of story.
Yeah, oh, the only thing actually changes the sport, not the story.
I did a vertical end of July, beginning of August, took a break, went back on a vertical recently that just wrapped yesterday for me. And it literally is the same exact story of the one I did in August. The same story.
That's annoying, isn't it? Even as an actor. Okay,
Well,
it
part of
pays
it
your bills, okay,
is,
but.
I feel like for all the creatives, it's more like, well, let's the vertical. I think the vertical space is here to stay, but I think they're going to lose the fans and people that are interested in verticals if they keep telling the same story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And keep the same tropes for each character, and keep the same tropey relationships or lack of relationship
Yeah,
in the
the most
story.
thing is bad stepmom, bad stepsister, minimum one towel drop, one proposal.
Banquet scene.
Yeah, banquet. Yeah. Don't forget the banquet scene. And at least one kidnapping.
Oh yeah, at least one kidnapping.
Yeah.
Mistaken identity.
Yes, and then they don't know each other after
Who's the
four.
real heiress?
And always the billionaire.
Yep, always the billionaire. The gift giving. People
It's worth
showing
then $20 million. Take it.
Yeah, and it's just off of Amazon. I mean, it's crazy.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree that we definitely need new stories, because there were some with a totally new story. I watched one 2 weeks ago with a totally new story. It was on Candy Jar. And it was so nice. It was also with a contract marriage. Okay, that thing was the same. But no slapping, no kidnapping, no raping, no drugging, no murdering. It was so relaxed to watch and entertaining, really.
Yeah, I think all kinds of stories. Really, basically, verticals are films, TV shows, movies, whatever you want to call it, just done, watched on your phone. So you can tell all the stories you see on TV or all the movies that you watch on the big screen can also be told on the phone.
Absolutely. I'm sure. Did you ever
Nation.
do horizontals?
Oh no, I do horizontals, yes, of course. I mean, in a way, a part of me feels like I'm stuck in this vertical world in a way, but also verticals are really, they're shooting a lot in Los Angeles. They're very popular here for not only actors, but for crews and directors. And it's really, there's a lot of that going on in Los Angeles right
Yeah,
now.
it's flourishing, isn't it, at the moment?
Oh, 100% flourishing, which is
Yeah.
not a bad thing. I think just the writing has got to improve, the storytelling has got to improve.
Yeah, I think there were great actors for this space, but not the stories are as good as the actors.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm acting the lines, I feel like a bad actor in a way because the lines are just they're not written well, or the character relationship is not there, or it just doesn't make any sense.
Do you feel that it's translated from the Asia to the American one from a AI or something like that, and that's the reason why it doesn't make sense anymore, because it lost, because of this translation, his normal reason or
Yeah,
story?
I think that's a lot of it. I
You
think
have to
that's a lot of it.
start writing verticals. What about that?
I sort of kind of started writing one. I need to finish it. I'm about maybe 26 pages in. But it has I threw in some little vertical tropes, but nothing where it's not like, no one's getting slapped or none of the big vertical tropes.
Yeah, but a comedy one?
Oh yeah, comedy one for sure.
For sure. Absolutely. Sorry for asking. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I like doing comedy. I've always loved doing comedy.
Yeah, but life is sad enough, so we need comedy.
Oh, 100%.
We
Yeah, life
need
is sad.
that. Really, I was honest when I said when I wake up and I feel, or any person is shitting my day, I really watch your reels, because then it's for me. Time a little breakout, calm down, laugh a little bit. Thanks a lot. Okay, day goes on. It's true. No, because here in Germany, German people are very serious in day life. Yeah, they can be very, very, very serious. And for me, when I'm lecturing at the university, I have to be serious. Otherwise, it's a little bit a problem. So, for me, it's a really nice time out. And I really love that. I love also to go here in Germany to comedy shows. And so, because it's such. Sometimes it's such a silly stuff they are talking about, but it's exactly what's sometimes the day life is, full of silly stuff. There is one lady in the supermarket. Oh, we're thinking, come on, is this a comedy show or what? But no, it's day life of them. So I love comedy, really.
Yeah, you know,
Really,
I
really.
said as much as daily life can be serious, there's also lots of comedy in daily life as well. Lots of irony.
Did you have when you did nearly 60 verticals, what was your, can I say, dream role? What was a role you said that was really nice? I love to play it. It was for me a bit of challenging maybe, but it really was great to do this.
There was a role where I got to play a manager at the hotel. He was a villain. It was with Jackson Tiller. Mr. Wright finds, I forget the name, as I do with all these verticals. That has been my favorite because it was a lead supporting character. I wasn't originally chosen for it. I was, I guess, maybe the second choice. A part of me assumes that because I made the character comedic when originally it's not comedic, but I definitely turned it into a comedy role, and I really enjoyed playing that. That was a lot of fun
Was
because
the
I was,
director open that you turn it into comedic?
from what I heard through the grapevine, that the director wanted me as their first choice, but I think the producers, this is I'm not this is not facts. I heard that the producers did not want me as their first choice for whatever reason. Who knows? I don't know. But then that first choice fell through, and then I got it, and I just had a that was my first one with Jackson. I've done a bunch with Jackson Tiller now. But that was a lot of fun because I got to be featured. Sometimes, like this last one I did, I'm not really featured. Yes, I have a small part, but not really featured, so I don't get to act as much, and I love acting. And so me just kind of like standing there and being like, "Yes, madam. Exactly. I'll get right on that, madam," is not that exciting. There's not much I can
Yeah,
do.
okay, I understand. Do you sometimes also play some theater or something like that where you have directly connections to the audience?
Yes, actually, I just got cast in a children's show about Good King Wenceslas. I don't know if you know King Wenceslas, or it's
King
a Christmas song. If I sing the song, maybe you might recognize it. But
Will
I'm
you
gonna do
sing
that.
it?
Oh God, what's I gotta look it up. Good King Wenceslas.
Good
Hold
King
on. Well, can I
Wenceslas.
look it up? Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm totally fine. I
Okay.
would love you to sing, so I can't wait. You know, I can cut that waiting break out. King Len. Maybe I know the melody.
Okay. Do you hear it?
No.
Sing English
Yeah.
fire. Stand by me. Dum bum 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 bum. Do you know that song?
We have this
Dum
melody in
dum
German
dum
also.
dum. Yes, you definitely do. You know, like Germans in a way sort of create Christmas. Saint Nicholas.
German. Have you ever been to Germany?
No, but I would love to go.
Then you
And
have
I'm
to
not just
come in.
saying that because you're German. I would love to go. Just,
No,
I know it's.
then you have to come in November when all the Christmas markets are here. If you're kind of Christmas, if you love Christmas and all this type, but I assume if you are casting for a Christmas thing, I assume you love Christmas. No, because we have here in Germany, it's very traditional Christmas with all the Christmas markets, and that's so nice. That's really nice.
When I lived in New York City, I did a Christmas market, But it was it I think it was German, and I played Saint Nicholas. I wasn't Santa Claus, I was Saint Nick.
Saint Nicholas. Yeah, we have it.
And then one day, I actually the Santa guy who was playing Santa Claus couldn't make it, so then I played Santa Claus, which was great because people kept telling me, "Oh, Santa Claus, you've lost weight," and I felt so good about myself. Like, hell yeah.
Fast diet. Woohoo! 24
Oh,
hours.
my ego was woo.
If you have done it the other way, first Santa Claus and then Saint Nicholas, then you would have gone down. Oh, come on. You're getting a little bit fat, aren't you?
Yeah, it was a European, it's really beautiful and
Did
cold. It was
you ever shot in European a vertical?
no, like go to Europe to shoot a vertical?
Yeah, as
No,
my wish. Turkey,
I would do
UK,
it. First off,
Lithuania, where they're all going at the moment.
need to get my passport, so I think I'm going to do that this week.
You don't have a passport.
I had a passport and then I let it expire like an idiot. I was young. I'm still kind of dumb, but so yeah. But no, I got to get a passport because there are sometimes jobs like commercials that shoot in Mexico, wherever, Japan. And I look at them, I'm like, oh, this would be so cool if I got this to A, travel, B, get paid, do a commercial and travel. That would be.
You do can do a vertical in China, Vietnam, Lithuania. Italy is now big.
Really? I would love to go to Turkey so then I can also get like hair, not hair extensions, a hair transplant, kill two birds with one stone.
I knew a lot of which that have done that in Turkey, hair transplants.
I should get on that. I'm sort of balding. But anyway,
You, they also have a lot of people from Germany are flying to Turkey to do their teeth done, to
Oh,
get their
really?
teeth done. They're also good at teeth doing.
I
You
should do
can
that.
make a totally makeover.
I heard someone went to Turkey to extend their legs. They put like metal in their legs and you can. What is going on in Turkey?
Turkey can do everything. Completely beauty makeover.
Wow. I don't know if I need to be taller, but maybe I can get a bigger ass or something. I don't know. They could do that in Turkey.
I'm tall enough. I don't have to go there. It's
Yeah.
enough. Nah, I'm 5'10. It's totally fine. I don't need any more.
Are a lot of German women tall or?
You know, the funny part is, I have a really tall dad and a really small mom. My mom is, wait, what's your, in our, it's 1 meter 62.
Yeah.
And my dad is 2 meter 4. And I have the average of both of them. But my sister is also as big as me.
So you must have got those from your dad's side, those genes.
I have also I look like my grandmother from my dad's sides. No, I have nothing. You know, I have a sister. She's blonde. We are so different. Totally different. No one
Watch
ever.
verticals? Does she watch verticals?
I don't know that she even know about. In Germany, verticals are not very common.
Interesting.
Not.
Okay.
Totally not. But I don't know exactly why. All of the German I spoke with get into verticals because of a Facebook advertising.
I think that's the majority of people, some Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. They see this crazy story and like, what is this?
And everyone tried to resist for 1 or 2 months, and then every time they see different episodes, and then at some point of view, everyone thinks, oh shit, I have to see the end. And then you are trapped.
Yeah, they do that on purpose. This vertical I filmed at the end of July. The producers were very particular about the first few free episodes, like really particular, lots of notes. And then once you get to the paywall, they could care less in a way about what.
I truly believe that, because they will hook you up in the first 10 episodes, and then the rest of 40 episodes, for example,
Same thing.
it's not half of the story which were the 10 episodes before. So yeah, but the problem is, when you are once in, you're in, you know, you're
Yeah.
addicted.
I was
And
watching.
did you ever watch Verticals from the beginning till the end? Whole
No.
show completely once?
Absolutely not. No. I can't. I can't.
Why? Do you
Because.
only yours you can't watch, or totally nothing?
I mean, I do watch sometimes if I can. My parts of the verticals.
You're so selfish, Adam.
I'm curious to see what I'm looking at my work. I'm taking my own notes.
Okay.
But no, it's like I don't know. Yeah, no, I can't because I do it so much. And I mean, I know what's gonna happen. I know the stories.
Matt Macedo told me, as when I asked him if he watches Verticals, he said, "No, I don't need my home at, I don't need my work at home. I live in this one. I don't need them at home."
Yeah, that's why I don't work at McDonald's because I love McDonald's so much. If I were to work there, I'd never eat there. It would ruin McDonald's. I would see what goes on behind
okay.
it. I don't want to know. I just want to eat that somewhat poisonous Big Mac and enjoy it for 40 seconds as it goes down my
But I
throat.
give you an advice, never eat McDonald's. Oh no, it was Burger King at the airport in Turkey.
Okay. So when I get
Because
my hair
there,
transplanted, don't go to the
don't
McDonald's.
go to Burger King at the airport, because I nearly got poisoned there. I was really I went there to holiday, and before we flew back home, we ate at the Burger King at the airport, and I got really, really food poisoned.
What would you have a Whopper?
I think that the meat was not so good anymore,
Ooh.
because I got so food poisoned, and I had to sit 2.5 hours in the plane,
Oh,
and
God.
it was so fucking shitty, and I was really ill for nearly 2 weeks because of food poisoning.
Yeah. Well, is it true that the fast food restaurants in majority of Europe, they're actually like healthier for you? They're the product, the meat, the French fries, they're cooked in a healthier way or no?
Absolutely no.
Okay. It's gonna tell me.
No. I don't know how it is with McDonald's, for example. In your We have some new kind of healthy veggie vegan meals at McDonald's now. But when you go to McDonald's and you have a look at the kitchen,
No, don't eat there. Okay.
that's why I'm always going the
I don't want to look
drive-in,
at the.
that I don't see the kitchen, you know?
I don't want to see the kitchen. I don't want to know what goes behind.
No,
I just
but
want.
to be honest, I never have been to Burger King since this food poisoning in Turkey at the airport.
I understand that. That makes sense.
And I love to cook by myself, to be honest.
You have to cook by yourself.
Yeah, I published a cookbook.
Oh my gosh. That means you love cooking. I hate cooking.
You know, the whole November, it smells in my kitchen like a Christmas market. Cinnamon and all this great kind of spicy air in the house. I love that. And then I listen to some Christmas songs, and then I'm baking. It calms me down.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's therapy in a way for many people. Cooking, baking.
I hate to cook before my brain surgery. I didn't even know how to do it because I was working in so many IT projects. Every time you go to a hotel, restaurant, office, hotel, restaurant, office. And it
All the
was every
time.
time okay. But then I was for a job in Italy for 6 months in Milano. And there, one of a colleague of mine, she has a great grandmother, you know, the old Italy nonna with this old family traditional pasta recept. And you eat one pasta recipe of her, and then you cannot eat any more of this restaurant bullshit. And then she taught me how to make really great pasta, self-made pasta. And yeah, now I have five chicken in my garden and cut their eggs and made my pasta by myself. So that's happened.
I'm sure it's delicious. That's, I might kind of want pasta and Christmas cookies right now. A lot of
You.
carbs, lots of carbs.
It's a Christmas time, hello.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right.
You can do 10 month diet in the year.
Yeah,
But you
holiday.
cannot tell me that McDonald's is less of carbs.
Oh, God, no. McDonald's is terrible, but I love to eat it.
Yeah, a McFlurry. McFlurry always works. Or a
No,
McSundae every time on the
I've
day.
never had a McFlurry. I usually just get like, I love the French fries, I love the burgers, I love the chicken
Do you
nuggets. I
want an
love.
insider tip? What really great tastes great in McDonald's? No one believes me, but when they tried it, they loved it.
French fries and McFlurries?
Nope.
What is it?
French fries and a strawberry milkshake.
Ah, okay. The salty and the sweet. Is that what it is, sort of?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to dip the French fries in the strawberry milkshake. You love it. You truly. But it has to be the strawberry milkshake.
Okay, no other milkshake.
Nope, the strawberry one.
My milkshake brings other boys to the yard.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? No, try it. Try it.
Maybe I'll try it one day during the holiday season when I can load up on carbs.
Are you kind of carb watching guy? No?
No, I should be.
Why?
Because I should be, because I gotta watch my figure as I get older.
I'm older than Adam, I'm older than you. Yeah, we're kind of silly. But yeah, that's life, you know. As I told you, my life is like, would be a great vertical script, but it's kind of the normal bullshit. Clinic, hospital, urgent need surgery.
Yeah. But no
Not, not.
billionaire CEO.
No, not really.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. Not yet.
No, I have to win the lottery. I don't like to depend on men, you know. That's not good.
Fair. Very fair.
That's not good. So when I get the 110 millions, I'm fine without a man.
You don't need no man. All you need are two black Labradors.
Yeah, they are men. I have
And your
two men.
dad. Your dad for when you
And my
leave.
dad. Yeah. I have my dad and two dogs. To be honest, my older one is 13 and a half year old.
That's
He's
old for a dog.
yeah. He's totally white in his face. He's the oldest the man which joins my life for the longest time till now. The reliable man is my dog.
You're reliable.
When you can change anything in this or in your vertical career, what would it be otherwise than the script? More time to shoot, or better food on set, or to get earlier involved in this whole process of a vertical, or what would it be? Better payment, you told me. So.
Definitely better payment. I would like to be considered for bigger roles, but with different stories, not the stories that are currently being told.
Kind of werewolf, or what genre you want to play bigger
Not
roles?
really. Kind of. I'm down for anything, like
Did you ever a vampire?
Have I done a vampire one?
Yeah.
I don't think I have I done a vampire? I haven't done a vampire.
I
I
saw
mean, I would
you
do
in
like
a I saw you in a werewolf one.
done a few werewolves ones and mafia ones I've done.
Mafia ones? Really?
Yeah, I did a mafia one or two. I don't know. I would like something different. I don't need a mafia. I don't need a werewolf. I don't need a billionaire CEO. Can I play like a crazy?
Western?
Well, yeah, Western. I don't know. I could be like a scientist or like a hunt. Do you know Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, I noticed him.
What? Something like that, like
Like
a riff.
a crazy professor, huh?
Yeah, something like that. Doesn't
Or
need to be.
kind of like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, I would love to play Doctor. That'd be fun.
Talking with animals.
Yeah. If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages. Something like that. And I would like to have some creative say. I feel like these verticals could use some of my help.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to go there and say, listen to me.
I don't get. I know people behind the camera, they're very talented and everything, but I think I have a lot more to bring to the table than what is already being offered.
But do you think that's a problem of the crew itself, or is it more at the big boss problems?
Big boss. They see.
Did they ever watch a set? Or the big bosses? Have you ever seen one on set?
Well, yes,
Okay.
sometimes, yes. But I think a lot of them weirdly play it safe, even though these verticals, I mean, doing a vertical, when they d produced a vertical, it wasn't necessarily safe, but I think they did it because they saw how popular it was in China, so they wanted to do it over here in the States. But I think we can take more risks with the stories.
Yeah, I think that they don't want to take the risk as long as the normal bullshit brings the data.
100%. That's exactly what it is. They just want hot people in lead roles, and I'm not saying that the people in the lead roles are not talented because they are. There are a lot of great actors. But I worked crew on one vertical. I was doing wardrobe. And it's the only crew job I did on a vertical, and they kept not the production, the client kept not liking the actors the director was choosing because they weren't hot enough. And I'm like, that's the issue there. That's an issue.
Yeah, but to be honest, I like some actors also because they are good looking, but not only
Yeah, okay.
before they're good looking. And there was one vertical, the actor was really great and a great actor and handsome actor, but even he couldn't fit this shitty story into a good vertical. You know what I
That's
mean?
yeah. I'm not saying get rid of the good-looking dudes and Lee. No, because we those stories are good too. And don't get me wrong, I love hot, muscular guys. I would
Who
be, you
does
know.
not?
Yeah.
Can I ask you openly one question I discussed with some
Sure.
others?
Go for it.
Do you have the same opinion that an Asian billionaire in the Asian vertical ones isn't as hot as the American billionaire CEO?
I haven't seen the Asian.
They are so small and thin and tiny.
If I were to be real honest with you, I feel like I'm more attracted to Asian women than I am to Asian men, even though I do find lots of Asian men to be very attractive. Somehow I'm weirdly more attractive to Asian women. I don't know why.
But only Asian women? Asian style? The Asian looking?
I think yeah, I find Asian women to be really pretty, yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know why.
Asian men, I watched some verticals, the origin one, but it was so annoying because the origin language was Chinese. It was so, I cannot listen to it because the Chinese is always so direct, hot, and stuff and talking. And I have to watch this vertical with the subtitles. And then I have to concentrate on the subtitles, cannot watch the real show. And there was some small CEO billionaire, For example, take a American one with big shoulders, you know, where you want to get hugged because you feel the muscles when you get hugged. And this Asian one, he was so tiny. I was sure he wasn't as big as I am. And come on, as a woman, get hugged from a no.
Well, some women are into that.
No.
Some women are
No.
into but no,
No.
I have not seen a Chinese a vertical.
I have to switch it off after 20 minutes because it was so exhausting listening to it and watching and with the subtitles, and I was so confused because of this Chinese language. I
Yeah.
cannot watch it. Absolutely not. There are also some German synchronized vertigos. I cannot even watch them because it's so badly synchronized. Oh, come on, no.
Yeah,
No.
I tried watching Squid Games, but when it was dubbed in English, and it's just very hard to watch because it takes you out of it. You can't focus on the story.
Yeah, that is. So it's for me, it's more than only a handsome looking actor who's needed in a vertical. There's so much more needed to make it a good one. And it starts all with the story. Starts and end with the story.
It's 100% starts with the story. Because plenty of, yeah.
But do you know what I don't understand? Some verticals work out even if there's only one big question, 70 minutes, the whole vertical. Is it his true identity or not? 70 minutes about that question.
Yeah. That's not.
And the script writer makes money out of it? Really?
A lot of people make money off of it.
Seriously? Only this one question?
What makes you drawn to verticals? Because I mean, there's still lots of fans that love them. There's a lot, lots of people that love them.
Okay, I started watching verticals when I was in hospital without any TV. And
Okay.
I truly was bored because I have a lot of time lying there in bed. And I got this Facebook advertising and I tried to resist 6 weeks. But yeah, then he got me. And the first membership was a real short weekly membership. And I started, except the Asian ones, I watched in 2 days and nights, all the released verticals on really, really short till then. So there were a lot, but I liked it because all these stories were new for me. And I got the impression that the first stories wasn't so violent and shitty as the new ones. For example, my first vertical was with Jared Harper, The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, or what's the
Chris.
title? The second
Yeah.
one I saw was with Luke Charles Stafford, You Got Mail.
Oh, I was in that one.
You were?
Yeah, I was his right-hand man. I was shaved, my beard was shaved. I was his driver.
Okay, sorry, I don't remember you. No, but the kind of this story I liked also. You know, there wasn't a bad stepmom slapping, kidnapping, and all this shit.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of variety in these stories. And now I kind of like the acting of some actors, and I watch or I prefer to watch their stories when their new ones are out. Because, you know, I think some actors choose wisely which part they play and not. They are not playing anymore this whole shitty normal. So they try always some kind of new stuff they got offered. So my hope is that they are bringing out good stories or good verticals. But I don't watch so much as I watch, let me think, maybe 15 in a month,
That's still a lot.
roundabout. I think it will be more in winter. You know, earlier, dark, more at home, something like that. But sometimes you see the first two episodes, and I'm the kind, I'm not forcing me to watch till the end. I know a lot of fans which always force till the end. And no, there my time is too holy to do this. Absolutely not. No, for me it's kinda I like it to get entertained in a different way. Since my brain surgery, I cannot focus on a really big movie with a kind of difficult story where you have to always be concentrated. How's the story going? And I cannot get, hold my concentration on a kind of big movie anymore. And I cannot read any books. That's for me too exhausting in my brain. So I'm in listening to podcasts or watching these vertical things because the story is not so difficult to understand. So,
I think that brings a lot of people to watch these verticals because they're not difficult to understand. It's sort of like, it's just like fast food or candy. It's just like it's a nice thing. It feels good. It's tasty. It's, you know.
and you can do it anywhere because of the handy, So for me, it's smooth entertainment, but I'm getting a bit tired of, as I told you, this repeating of the stories. So I think it's really needed to get new stories to keep this older or the audience which watched from the beginning when the vertical really starts, to keep them ongoing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I
I think
think
we
they are needed.
owe that to the fans. And if they want to keep it, make money off of it and keep the fans, then they owe better, different stories.
Yeah, you have to think about a weekly membership, for example, costs around about 25 euros. That's more than a Netflix monthly abo.
A lot of money. It's a lot of money.
And if you pay a lot of money for getting always the same story shit, that won't work in a in I say till the end of the year. Next year it won't work anymore. They have to come up with definitely new stories in the next year. Otherwise, a lot of people, because money isn't, in my life, I cannot spend so much money for bullshit. When I pay the money, I want to get entertained and I want to get kind of fresh stories, new stories, so that I have the feeling I got something for this money and not always the same bullshit.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Otherwise, I have to you have to do more reels that I got entertained on your Instagram. No pressure, but I want to say it. My hope,
Well,
my hopes in you, Adam.
okay. All right. No pressure. No
No,
pressure.
never, never. Do I look like I will force you or pressure you? No.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
My dad says always, because I have black hairs, Michaela, in your life, everything is black. Your hair, your dogs, your soul. So you can think about it if I will pressure you or not. Oops. Did I say that loud? Oops.
I heard nothing. I heard nothing.
Okay. Me too. So let's do a quickie for the end, a five question quickie.
Okay.
I'm asking every person this five questions because
Okay,
I'm
five
not.
question quickie.
Yeah, we have a quickie. You have a quickie with me now. First one, what's your favorite dish? Not
Dish?
McDonald's. Yes, dish. What's your favorite dish?
Can I say pizza? Is that a
You can
dish?
say pizza, but no pizza, pineapple on pizza.
That's fine with me. I'm okay with that argument.
That's something. No. We cannot. It's not open for discussion. Pineapples on pizza.
It's not my go-to choice.
Okay,
I've had
fine.
it on pizza, but I love
What
pizza.
kind of pizza? The classic
It's just like
margherita pizza or?
I'm done with that. I just like plain pizza.
Then you have to
I
go
could live
to
on pizza right
Italy.
now.
Then you have to go to Italy. In Italy, you are in food heaven.
Yeah, I mean, I do love Italian food. Pasta, I love that.
So your next bucket list point, visit Europe.
Europe, yes. I want to see Italy. I want to see I want to go to
Germany.
France. I want to go to
Germany.
Germany. I want to go to Greece. I want to see
Oh
some
yeah.
hairy I want to see some hairy men in Greece.
Yeah.
In
For sure.
Turkey for my
Oh
hair.
yeah, in Turkey you can see also hairy men.
Done. Done.
And your hair transplant and your teeth done and your ass. What do you want? Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah, so.
Ass bigger. Yeah.
But then you have to come over for 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
Okay. That's okay. I could do that.
Yeah. Keep me informed when you're in Germany.
I want to be the Kim Kardashian of the vertical world.
Yeah, why not?
Not yet.
Good goal.
Yeah.
Adam, the Kim Kardashian of the vertical world. That will be the title of this episode. You know that?
Go for it.
I'll do that.
I
Okay.
do like Kim Kardashian.
What?
I do like the Kardashians. I find them very entertaining, as well as I would love
They
to work
are
with them.
very smart people to make
They
so
are.
many money out of it. They're really smart. What's your favorite film at the
Silence
moment?
of the Lambs.
What?
Silence of the Lambs.
Das Schweigende Lämmer, ernsthaft? Truly?
Yeah, I love that. Anthony Hopkins. Darn, you must
Yeah.
do with your dark hair and your dark dogs and your dark soul.
I don't like
Ladies.
horror movies or also psychopathic movies. I cannot watch really
Oh, I love
because then
songs.
I live alone in a big house, to be honest. I watch one of my friend said to me, Michaela, I wanna give you have to listen to one podcast I heard. It's really great. It's about realistic and true criminal. And I said, okay, I will listen to it. And I made the big mistake. I was walking with my dogs in the winter evening in the dark forest. And I thought, okay, I can try and listen to this podcast. And the first episode I listened was a woman got raped in the forest.
There you
It was
go.
such a bad idea, I can tell you.
That's not your Hansel and Gretel story. No.
I was in the forest, I was listening to it, and every noise around me, I got so panicked. I really got panicked. And since then, nope. No criminal things, no horror, nope. Not good for me. Nope. I saw in Germany it's called Das Schweigende Lämmer. I saw it, but did you know the movie The F Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner?
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, I love this. I love this one.
That's a sweet movie.
That's a really great one. I love this one. What's your favorite song? What brings you in a good mood in music?
I love the song from The Wiz. Can you feel the brand new day? Do you know that one?
No.
It was a movie with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. It's a Broadway play. Can
Okay.
you feel the everybody look up because of the reason to rejoice, you see. It always puts me in a good mood whenever I listen to it.
Are you the kind of person who turn really loud and dance to your apartment to music?
Yes, mainly show tunes, but yes.
I love that sometimes. On some days, it's really good to scream, to sing, to dance
Agreed.
when no one's watching.
Yes, or listening, hopefully.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Carpool karaoke is great.
Yeah, private
Singing,
carpool.
yes. Absolutely. That's good. What's your favorite vertical so far?
That I've been in?
Yeah, you saw, you didn't see another one, so.
I forget the name. The one where I played the manager with Jackson Tiller. Mr. Wright finds his lovely lady. I don't know what the name of it, but that's been my favorite.
Why?
Because I got to have a bigger role. I got to play. I got to really spread my acting chops. And it's fun. I had a lot of fun. That's mainly the reason why I had a lot of fun playing.
Yeah, that's I think that's most important, having fun doing it. And the missing genre, except comedy. We spoke about comedy. What genre you want to see more in verticals?
How about animation?
I never thought about that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not some sort of animated vertical?
Like Pixar Studio films.
It could be that. It could be, kind of like a Bob's Burgers more adult themed. It could be both. I'd love to be a voice in any of that. I'd love to play like a sassy cat that like shows like my butthole every time I leave the scene. You know how the cats do that? They show their butthole.
I don't have cats, but I know enough cats.
You have a butthole.
No, but to be honest, chicken can also be like this.
Oh, okay. I play a sassy chicken.
I have a chick. Every time when I come into the garden, she walks straight in front of me and starts blabbering with me. And she wanna tell me, "Listen, do you know what happened the last days here?" And when you're not listening to her and you walk away from her, she follows you. Like, "Stop! I'm talking to you." She's so crazy. She's really crazy, and she do it does it the same way with my dogs. When my dogs came in, the first one she got, and she stands there. Yeah, she's crazy.
Crazy
I didn't
chickens.
know that hen that chicken have characters. I didn't know that until I had once.
Yeah.
She's a great one. She could fit perfectly in an animation film, really.
Get that, win the lottery, win that lottery. You can
I
make all
try
kinds
to. Next chance is on Friday with
of
120 million euros.
money. What?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be praying for you.
I think you're not the only one. But okay. When I will send you a message with an emoji of a chicken, you know what happened, okay?
That means you won. Okay. I will remember that.
Yeah. Someday when I will send you only in a chicken emoji,
Okay. Mock, mock. Mock,
you
mock,
know
mock, mock.
what time it is, Adam. But to be honest, with 120 million, I can get a private jet, and then I can fly you to over to Europe, no problem.
God, I really gonna pray for you. So hard.
Yeah, that would be so great. Adam, I sent you my private chat. Okay.
Done.
Oh,
Done.
great. Oh, yeah. What was the kind of vision you had at night? Dream about winning me the lottery. Think would you get better sleep than this other shit?
Yes, this is what I'll be dreaming, thinking of. What's that word? I'm trying to think, like foreseeing it into the future. Yeah.
Yeah, dream it and believe it. Make it happen.
Visioning it.
Why not? We are visioning both tonight. My winning lottery, okay? And then on Friday it will happen, okay? We
Done.
had an agreement, Adam. I thank you so much for your time and for
Thank you.
talking to me in this podcast. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And here it's late in the evening. I'm going to bed now, and I'm expecting a new reel tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Okay, I have some ideas. I got some ideas.
Yeah.
So, they're coming
You are
into
9
fruition.
hours behind me, so you have the time to do it.
I got time. No, I got some ideas. I'm gonna work on it.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Thank you
I'll
so
deliver.
much. Have a
Yes, thank
nice
you.
evening. No, day. For you,
I
it's
will.
day.
Like 1 o'clock here in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, and I wish you all the best and the lead role.
Thank you.
Bye, Adam.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.